This is MemberK Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberK Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm continuing my series on resilience. I've been going over various characteristics of resilience from a book by Dr. Frederick Flack entitled Resilience, Discovering a New Strength in Times of Stress. In the earlier programs, we looked at all the characteristics in general. We talked about resilience that runs in my family, and last time we talked about mutual interdependence and looking at how interpersonal relationships build up resilience. We ended with a question about establishing a network of resilience resources or resilient friends in your local context. This was kind of a hard process for me because what I've discovered myself in looking through this is that my networks are all around the world and many of them are very long distance. I'm not feeling real happy about that. First of all, as a therapist who's focusing on personal issues with people face to face, I feel like I have somehow moved into a less strength or potentially weak perspective. So I'm learning along with you. Today, we're going to look at finding local resilience resources. Now, the big three that Flack talked about are independence and can relate to others, the ability to give and take in interactions, and having a close network of friends. So how do we find and develop local resilience resources? I first of all think we need to understand what we mean by close. For me, close has an intimate quality. Now, I'm not speaking in a sexual intimate way. I'm speaking in terms of a way that is transparent, there's a lot of trust existing in the relationship, and just about any topic is available to be reviewed by the person. I'm also looking at intimacy and frequency as well. Are there people around that we are consulting or talking or dialoguing or learning from or teaching that we're pretty close to and that we're doing it relatively frequently? Well, what does frequent mean? Some of you are working in situations where there are many barriers to having any sort of regularity with people. So I'm not going to sit here and say that has to be somebody that you talk to 3 or 4 times a week. But ideally, in the best of all circumstances, it would be good for you to have some resilient friendships with people that you can get to relatively quickly in a personal context. Why do I say that? Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm having a bad day and things just aren't going right. A phone call from somebody close by, an opportunity to sit down and have a cup of coffee and look at them in the eye really helps me many times. A lot more than composing an email to somebody far away. So when I look at this, the first thing we want is we want closeness. We want people that you can get to within a reasonable period of time. Once again, if this is difficult at this time, then it's something to work on, not to be something to be upset about that you don't have. The next point is, where are those close relationships going to be? They could be people that we have work relationships with, people that we have social relationships with, people that we even share some belief systems with. And there may be many different people for different things. I talked earlier in a program about how we have to have intimate people like a spouse who loves us no matter what, and we have to have supporting people who are strong fans of us, and we need technical people who help us with things, and we also need some challenge people, that is, people who we have given permission to confront or point out things that may not be going as well. What's interesting in this context for me is that I'm currently working on pulling together some ideas. Now, these are ideas that I've lived with for a long time, and many of them I have shared with you on these programs. But I realized that I wanted to try and put them on one page. So I wrote it down, and I looked at it, and I edited it. I felt like I had said what I wanted, but I didn't feel that good about it. So I picked a number of people, both local and international, to look it over. Some of these people are the good support people. They said, "Wow, this is really helpful. Thank you. Can I share this with others? I like it." Some people were supportive, but were also technical. I remember one person said, "You know what? I remember you wrote something about this a while back in an article. I went back and looked at that article, and I like what you wrote then better. I think you should look at that to help you improve this." And then there was one challenge person, and it was really interesting because as I sent an email off, I was really wanting feedback, and I really got feedback. And this person challenged me to do a better job, frankly, saying some things that were fairly blunt, but I did enjoy that. Was I hurt? Oh, not really. Was I defensive? Yeah, because I was wondering, well, doesn't he like the ideas? Once again, it's in these different kinds of feedback that I have learned a lot and have been strengthened. So look at your existing networks. Is there anyone out there that you are already relating to in a resilience frame of mind? That is, are there people there that you talk to regularly that you can be pretty open with and that have been given permission by you to be pretty open with you back? Are there people out there that you can go to get specific insights, even just a few sentences to help you deal with some particular thing? If you have some of these, great. Let's figure out how you can enhance them. But for those of you that say, well, I really have nobody close around me. I have people I email with and we have regular conversations, but it's sometimes 2 or 3 days to a week between conversations. That's okay, and that's helpful, but I really want to zero in on, I really want to dig down deeper in this whole issue of local resources that may not even be your own kind of people. Are there local resources, that is, the people that live there and have lived there and in whose context you are the visitor? Can some of these people become resilience resources for you? I'm taking a similar topic I've talked about before, but I'm evaluating it within the context of how that can help you become more resilient. Are there national relationships that you could see become some of these? An example might be somebody who does something like you, but who you may not work with, but who you have come to know. For example, for those of you working in technical aspects, is there somebody that seems friendly that you'd like to get to know better that could help you do your job better and could help you get a better understanding of the local context? This is going to be a difficult thing for some of you to think through, but I encourage you to go through that exercise. After you've kind of identified some of those people out there, there might be somebody that you say, I see this person weekly. We always greet each other. We've had a couple of potlucks with them. I've enjoyed that person. I'd like to get to know them better. The next question you need to ask is, how realistic is it for you or that person to develop the closer resilience relationship? Sometimes people who are in the spotlight or who are well known don't have a lot of time to dig down into deeper relationships with many people. We need that, but we may not always have the time, or we may already have people like that. I've reached out to people and said, hey, could we communicate regularly? And they responded, well, yes, we can, but I'm very busy and I don't have a lot of time for another close relationship. You know what? I haven't felt rejected with that because then they've become a resource to me and I know not to expect certain things from them. So I think you always need to evaluate how realistic your expectations could be. After all this, I think you need to write down what some of your needs are. It usually doesn't work to walk up to somebody and says, hey, can you be my close friend? I need somebody to help me with my resilience. Many people are going to walk the other way very quickly from that. But if you were to go and say, you know, can we get together for coffee sometime this week or next week or the next time you're back from your trip? And when you finally get together, you say, I'm looking for somebody to bounce things off of. I'm looking for somebody to help me deal with some of these issues to help me grow stronger. A lot of times people will respond well to that. Now, if you notice, there's a flavor that I'm dealing with that is actually coming in more of I'm being submissive and I'm looking to these people as resources. Why do I do that? Because I think that if I express my needs, they're going to have a choice to be transparent with them. They may start a relationship with me by seeing it as if they're helping me, but I think it will get equivalent over time and will approach more the kind of relationship that I'm looking for, which is give and take. I find that I get a lot farther along when I ask people for help than when I try and convince them that I don't need any help. Well, today we looked at finding local resources. I hope it was helpful for you. I encourage you to keep looking. For many of you, once again, this may be a hard thing, but I think it's in the richness and diversity of our relationships that we can become stronger. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.